Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't want to start anything up here, okay? But I'm getting a little suspicious. I'm getting suspicious of Canada. I think Canada is up to something. Now, I love Canadians, love the country, but let me tell you what happened. So I was at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians conference, right? Family medicine, docs hanging out. There was a silent auction, wine tasting event. And I'm emceeing part of the event. And there was a product or an auction item that was Canadian. Now, that was odd. Okay. I mean, Canada and U.S. tensions have been rising, right? Especially since America, especially Nevada, won the Golden Knights Stanley Cup. Canadians don't like us too much. You saw what happened during COVID. In fact, we almost went to war with Canada over a pig. I think they got mad at us because we shot a pig years ago in 1856. We almost invaded them. I don't know. So Canada and America tensions have been very, very iffy. But I'm here looking at these silent auction items and trying to tell people that we have these items. And I noticed something that just said, Canadian. Now, somebody at the event came up to me going, am I going to stand for this? I mean, am I going to let a country infiltrate us? True, it's only a silent auction item, but infiltration nonetheless. So very nicely, you know, on the microphone, I asked that the Niagara Falls stealing maple soaked country take back their silent auction item. I was very nice about it, okay? Because there is a lot of maple syrup. Honestly, have you ever been to Canada? Maple syrup everywhere, even on the toilet seat. Maple syrup is everywhere. And by the way, you know, some people are like, okay, wait a second. If Canada's really going to attack us, how are they going to do it? Well, get this statistic, guys. Canada has been increasing their maple syrup production exponentially. Last year alone, they made 14.9 million gallons of maple syrup. Now, I get a dob, you know, a little half teaspoon of it. It wrecks the dishes. It wrecks my laptop, my hair. I can't function with just a little bit of maple syrup. Has anybody asked why? 14.9 million gallons. We don't eat that much. There's something up, people. I'm telling you. There's something up. You know, last year, I was singing the O Canada song. O Canada. Somebody told me to shut the hell up. And it was a Canadian. Now, you could be like, Dr. Dahlia, everybody tells you to shut the hell up. And not Canadians. Canadians are nice. They are infamously nice for a Canadian to tell an American to shut the hell up. That's an act of war. Listen, I don't want us to go to war with Canada. Just I know everything's all about now Putin, China, and the Middle East, and Iran, and we got a lot on our plates. But isn't anybody looking over their shoulder? I mean, literally, Canada, we act like Niagara Falls is ours. Canada owns most of the falls. Welcome to our country. New York would love for you to come to our country. Woo! You fall into the Niagara Falls. What kind of a country puts a deep crevice of, I don't know, 200 mile per hour Rapids as their... They don't want America there. So we have a country that dislikes our hockey talent. They don't like it when American tries to sing their song, because it's really hard to sing the Star Spangled Banner. So the Oh Canada, it's an easier song to sing. They don't like that. And now I have found evidence. I am gonna notify the Department of Homeland Security. Evidence that they are trying to infiltrate America by putting a silent auction item. Now, some of you could say, Dr. Dahlia, that's an olive branch. Them donating a silent auction item, I'm serious, to the Nevada County of Family Physicians is probably an olive branch. They probably know that I am suspicious that Canada is going to do something to us, maple syrup related. And they're like, look, let's calm Dr. Dahlia down. Let's throw her. But you didn't give me the item. You snuck it in to a family medicine conference. Something's up with that. I don't know. I'm just saying we got a lot of tensions right now going on. In fact, I found an article. Actually, this is I do not go to war with Canada, but I saw an article here that they said Canada should rethink relationship with the U.S. as democratic backsliding worsens. Security experts are telling Canadian intelligence that even though the U.S. is our closest ally, it could also become a source of a threat and instability. This is from former Canadian Security Intelligence Service Director, ex-deputy ministers, former ambassadors. Reported by CBC, which is Canadian. So saying that the CSIS directors and national security advisors think that U.S. could become a source of a threat and instability. I'm telling you guys right now, okay? Just for poops and giggles, just sing the old Canada song. Just go outside, sing the old Canada song, and see what happens. And if you are told to shut the hell up, I'm telling you right now, we're about to go to war. Do not boycott maple syrup. I think what you guys should do in order to protect against a maple syrup assault is to maybe have some of your own maple syrup ready. Oh, and did you guys, was it the Super Bowl last year where we had to listen to propaganda of what Canada has brought, like egg cartons, whoopee cushions? Remember that? There was an ad talking about all the great things Canada did. You know, so that just in case they attacked, we're like, oh, no, but they made whoopee cushions. Batteries, walkie-talkies, paint rollers, peanut butter, electric wheelchairs. I tell you, I think we're about to get attacked. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So years ago, somebody asked if Alzheimer's could be contagious. I mean, you look at the Biden administration and you kind of wonder, you know, if they all got the same thing. But no. Hey, joking aside, Alzheimer's is pretty serious. And if Alzheimer's is becoming more and more prevalent, is there a possibility that there could be something that is getting passed between people? Now, you might have seen this headline, which, again, you got to kind of read to find out exactly what happened. But right now, no, we don't think that there's a virus or something like that that will cause you to spread Alzheimer's from one person to another. Could a virus that you get make you more prone to Alzheimer's, such as COVID? Could be. We're going to have to study that more. I know a lot of us have memory issues since our bouts with COVID. But what the headlines are talking about is where there is some evidence that Alzheimer's passed between two people. But I'll tell you what happened with this. So it is the first known cases of Alzheimer's being passed between people. This is being reported by the Irish Star. And it was after a very rare medical procedure that we don't do anymore. The procedure involved human donors consisting of growth hormone that was given to children in the UK. Now, this hormone was banned back in the 80s in the UK. I don't even know if we did it in America past then either. And it was believed to have caused the development of Alzheimer's after passing on the toxic protein from the donor to the person who got the injection. This comes after a study of 8 patients who had received CHGH, or cadaver-derived human growth hormone, because they were not growing properly. The study said they saw it trigger Alzheimer's symptoms in patients between the ages of 38 and 55 in at least 5 of the 8. Now, that's pretty statistically significant. According to the Irish Star, scientists are calling for a review to determine whether Alzheimer's could be passed on by any other medical or surgical procedures. Study author Professor John Colling of University College London Hospital said there is no suggestion whatsoever that Alzheimer's disease could be transmitted between individuals during activities of daily life or routine medical care. But you take something from a donor, a cadaver, and it could induce it. Starts to change our thinking about what could be accelerating the Alzheimer's process or the buildup of tau protein in the brain. So this growth-boosting hormone, CHGH, was used to treat at least 1,848 children whose height was significantly shorter than other children their age between 1959 and 1985. So we'll do a bone age on kids that don't seem to be growing. Now, is it that their, bone age looks equal to their age, or does it look like their bones are delayed in growth? And so we use growth hormone to help normalize that. It was banned back in 85 after some batches were contaminated with infectious prions that had caused Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease can be fatal within a matter of months. There's like a variant mad cow disease that where people got after they ate infected beef if you remember 80s and 90s. So they don't use it anymore. But in the study published in Nature Medicine, scientists have shown that the child growth hormone treatment led to deposits of the amyloid beta protein building in participants' brains. We believe the amyloid beta protein or tau proteins are the cause of Alzheimer's. So we were talking about last week, before I went to the conference, how posterior cortical atrophy could manifest as eye symptoms in individuals who might have Alzheimer's 10 years later, where the average age in this one study was, I believe, 59. And they found, issues with seeing in the dark. I know, I panic also. I'm like, okay, I don't drive as well in the dark as I used to. So what this means, all right, doesn't mean we panic. Doesn't mean if you're married to somebody with Alzheimer's to not kiss them. Okay. We do not believe there is something that you are passing person to person once somebody has Alzheimer's. This study, though, makes us and begs us to look more at what happens if we do have somebody with an illness or issue and we're using hormones from them, an organ from them. We have a lot of organ donors out there that are older, that are willing to let people use their corneas or something. What if this is possible? where something could be transmitted from a cadaver to one of us, where could it be? What could be the, is it all organs? Is it all hormones or derived? It was derived from these donors. And it's a little tricky. And I worry. I love the fact that we have science that can save people's lives and that we could use things from other humans to help those in need. But you wonder if this is nature's way of biting us in the butt. Every time we try to overcome nature and try to outsmart it, going, well, if this human doesn't have this, we'll just take it from another human. Brilliant idea, but what if nature wants to win? I told you there's an old Yiddish saying, man thinks, God links. Man works, God laughs. And I don't know if it originated by through the Yiddish culture, but maybe just every culture seemed to have that saying. But we work and we work and we think we find the cures. You know, this CAR T cell therapy. Remember we talked about how there's a way we fight cancer. And CAR T cell therapy has been just huge breakthrough. But now there's some concern that it could actually be linked to cancer itself or a different type of cancer. I don't know what the answer is. We have got to progress. We have got to learn. We have to study. Yeah, the FDA has now issued a warning again, saying that the innovative cancer treatment, the CAR T therapy, can elevate the risk of developing cancer in some patients. CAR T cell or chimeric antigen receptor T cell therapy uses our own immune system to fight leukemia, multiple myeloma, lymphoma. Fantastic way to fight cancer. But there have been reports of rare blood cancers observed in patients who had undergone it. FDA has received 25 reports as of last week. So, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't mean all of us would have this side effect, but nothing is perfect. Nothing is 100%. And here we are in 2024, and we still don't understand Alzheimer's to the degree that we need to. Is it initiated by a virus that we get? Is it initiated by our liver being insulted somehow or strained such that it overproduces the amyloid protein and then it ends up depositing in the brain? You know, there's multiple types of dementia. Vascular dementia, multi-infarct dementia, where you have limited blood flow to the brain, so that part of the brain ends up not having all its, the amount of oxygen that it needs, so it doesn't function as well. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy can cause dementia. Parkinson's. There's a lot of things that can start to cause the brain to not work properly. Now, people are so shocked by that, but as we age, now our liver doesn't work like it used to. Our stomach lining doesn't work like it used to. Our kidneys might not work like they used to, but your brain starts to lose any bit of function, it could be really noticeable. Same thing with the heart. Your heart starts to lose function, boom. So we're doing the best we can, but we got a lot more work ahead of us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night?
EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. New details released about three U.S. soldiers killed in an enemy drone strike in the Middle East over the weekend indicates they were all part of the same Georgia-based military unit. The U.S. says an Iran-backed militia group launched the attack, injuring several dozen more U.S. service members at a base in Jordan late Saturday night. As many as 40 were hurt. The White House and President Biden promising a U.S. response, but no other details are being released about what that might look like right now. It's that time of year once again. It's tax time.
It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assures that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this fall, the FBI had released a report on data as it pertained to crime. And in 2022, violent crime around the U.S., including homicide, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, dropped a little, 1.7%. But violent crime in Nevada actually increased by 5%. They said that Nevada's violent crime rate remained higher than the national average. Now, some of the data I'm getting from Yahoo News said that carjackings increased 8.1% from 2021. There were 11,000 reports of hate crimes. The most common type of hate crime were anti-black hate crimes for race and ethnicity, anti-Jewish crimes for religion, anti-gay male crimes for sexual orientation. Now, more data is going to be coming later this year to look at what happened back in 2023, but vehicle thefts, murders, even though murders dropped, some areas of the country, including Nevada, have seen some rises. So joining us next to talk about what is happening, especially with the U.S. criminal legal system, is Y.T. Bell, Senior Director of And Still I Vote, and Bree Spencer, Senior Program Director of Justice Reform. Y.T., Bree, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, we appreciate you. So, yeah, so it's a lot of numbers and a lot of data. I'm in Nevada. It's obviously a big concern. You know, talk to us about what you both do and, where this country's going and what we need to do.
Sure. I'll start first just to address the kind of intro on state of play right now in the United States as it pertains to public safety and our criminal legal system. I think all the stats that you shared are connected to the absolute fact that the status quo in our criminal legal system is not working for us. It's not safe. It's not fair. We know that our criminal legal system, for example, operates on a very pay-to-play structure. If you're going to make it through the criminal legal system, you need money. And if you don't have money, there are disadvantages that are going to hit you at every point along the way. We also know that criminal legal system. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Well, so when I say status quo, I just want to be really clear on what I'm referring to. And YT will talk about this as well. And Still I Vote is really focusing on voters from 18 to 35. And when we think about people who are 18 to 35 years old, they've never lived in a United States that didn't have a raging war on drugs, which we know directly feeds into mass incarceration in this country. And so I'll tell you one thing we don't invest in meaningfully, and that's root cause prevention of crime. It's getting ahead of the system and ahead of issues that arise for people. And instead, we just kind of do like an after the fact reactive approach to addressing public safety concerns, and it's not working.
That's so true. Yeah, YT, can you talk to us about how, it's so critical to engage these 18 to 35, the younger voters and get them involved at this point?
Yeah, for sure. And thanks for having us. My objective at the leadership conference is I lead a campaign called And Still I Vote. And just for context, And Still I Vote, as my colleague Bree has mentioned, we're working on that in that particular group of individuals, 18 to 35, recognizing the power that they hold because they're the majority. And what I mean by that is individuals 18 to 35 represent over 50% of the electorate in 2024. Well, that's a lot of power that they hold. So one of the things that we focus on through And Still I Vote is encouraging them to wield that power. And so we do that by educating them, persuading them and urging them to mobilize, and not just themselves, but the individuals in their community that trust them, that are family members, that are friends, because of so much, as you mentioned on the intro of today's show, of what's at stake and how much power that they have to ensure that the representation that they elect prioritize addressing the issues that are plaguing our communities, especially in Black and brown communities.
Mm-hmm. And, what's fascinating, so we're seeing what's happening in Oregon, where they decriminalized drugs, but now they're looking at making things a Class C misdemeanor because they've been struggling with, drug use and crime and all that. But a lot of the voting, I don't think a lot of us as voters know that we need to also mobilize and talk to our legislators, because there's a lot of laws being passed that we don't get to vote on. And there's open forums, there's open hearings. I got our state legislator going, guys, we're going to be doing this bill. And then all of a sudden there's a law, like in Nevada, there's now a law where if you're taking selfies and pictures on a pedestrian bridge, that could be a misdemeanor. You could be fined. There could even be jail time. I don't think the average 18 to 30, I don't think the average voter knows that something like that got passed. And so not only do we have to be present at the ballot box, but we also have to be present when these state legislators get together and start making these laws.
You're absolutely correct. So, yes, we need to be present at the ballot box and vote down the ballot. But one thing we do know is that 18 to 35 individuals really care about justice reform. They really care about reproductive rights and health care, and they also care about education. And so, to your point, you have to meet this moment by being a part of this movement. And so it's not just a one-off situation or a one-off election. There are elections every year that people should be civically engaged with. And so when you elect these individuals that have your progressive ideals and value the same thing that you value, you have to hold them accountable to a certain extent. And that means being present. That means asking the right questions. That means providing them with initiatives and proposals on how they address the issue, which is what my colleague Bree does in justice reform. We're making sure that people have the basic education and the initiatives that they can ensure that are imposed in these communities that are going to have lasting impact on them. So to your point, in order to really address and create change, we have to be the change that we seek, and we can't rely on that solely on individuals that we elect, but we have to be a part of the process. And so one of the things that we definitely encourage is not for folks to just educate themselves and mobilize themselves to the ballot box, but don't let that be a one-off situation. But show up, apply to be a part of some of these advisory councils and commissions throughout your community so you can also play a role and give input to the decisions that are going to be made that are going to impact your community.
We're speaking to Y.T. Bell, Senior Director of And Still I Vote, Bree Spencer, Senior Program Director of Justice Reform. The 18 to 35-year-olds encompass Generation Z and Millennials, and I think society has been looking at Generation Z as well. You know, they're still living at home with their parents. They're still kids. They're not involved. They're actually, yeah, I have two Gen Z children that are 23 and 21. They want to be active. They want to be a part of it, and so... I'm glad that you both are raising awareness of this. In the last minute or so, what else would you like to share with my listeners? Or Bree? Oh, did we lose?
Oh, yeah, well, I would just.
Oh, sorry.
No, we're here. I would just encourage folks, if they're specifically, if they're interested in making change in the criminal legal system where they live, right, seeing a positive impact and addressing the issues that they're seeing and are concerned about in their communities, to come check out visionforjustice.org. It's vision, V-I, oh my God, my spelling is awful.
No worries.
It's V-I-S-I-O-N for F-O-R, justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E.org. That's where we have a policy platform that makes a lot of different recommendations around policy. So if you care about pretrial reform, if you care about policing accountability, if you care about the war on drugs and many other issue areas along the way, you can come check it out and maybe pick what you care about and try to use it where you live to make a difference.
Absolutely. And still vote.org also. All right. Thank you both. Sorry we ran out of time. So grateful. Visit andstillvote.org and visionforjustice.org. YT, Bree, can't wait to have you back.
Thanks.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I went to Lake Tahoe. And in South Lake Tahoe, the resorts are right there on the border of California. So it is a beautiful lake for those of you that have never been. And you get to enjoy beautiful Nevada while also at the same time enjoying beautiful California, which I think is one of the most beautiful states. I love most of our states. It's amazing the beauty America has. But when I went to grab lunch, I wanted to watch the Ravens-Chiefs game. And then there was the Niners-Lions game. And it's a shame because I think, what, this week we have Pro Bowl. I would have really liked to be able to be home watching the games. But my friend and I found a pub to go to so we could grab a little bit of the game, grab some lunch. So I bought myself, I really wasn't that hungry, so I got some $10 nachos. Well, my bill when I was done was $20. Why? Well, the nachos were $10. Somehow, the subtotal ended up being $14.45. There was $1.26 in tax. I tipped about $3 because I wanted to tip about 30%, but it ended up being more 20%. But there was something added on to my bill. It was called employee health and benefits fee. Now, I was charged 4% for their employees' health and benefits. Some people have been charged 5%. And it's been, we've been seeing it in California. I don't know if it's been in other states. But check your receipts, people. I've been saying this since day one, since COVID. There might be a COVID fee, a service fee. I didn't notice it. My friend who I was with was like, did you see this? We're paying this extra fee. Now, I struggle to pay my health insurance. My health insurance is pretty expensive. So I would love for somebody else to pay for it. That's why you work for a company. You have an employer. But these employers aren't stupid. If health insurance is going up because people want their Wegovy, their Zepbound, Ozempic, Mounjaro for weight loss, they want their cancer treatment, they want their Viagra, they want, you know, everything under the sun, our insurance prices are going up. People might love that there's these medications out there, but it's costing the consumer. And it, not only is it costing the consumer of the insurance company, but now these employers are translating this to your bill. Now, I happen to like the, by the way, this was a pub where you went up and ordered from a counter. And then I kind of cleaned up my own table. So I don't really know why I tipped, but I, you know, I understand the cooks and, you know, the office staff or the staff. I don't mind the tip, but do I have to help pay for their health insurance? Now, the, in employer's defense, are they wrong? You know, when you go to a restaurant, you get charged a certain amount for the food. And they do that, they pick that price point based on supply, based on delivery, supply shortages, you know, food cost, advertising, marketing, insurance, safety, cleanliness, all sorts of things. Their labor costs. Is labor cost just limited to the hourly wage? No, labor costs, as an employer, you had to pay not only their wage, but you had to pay their taxes. You had to put in for their Social Security or Medicare, or if they had a 401, and their health insurance. So an employer has then two options. Do they skyrocket the price of the food or the service? Or do they add the extra fees? Now, I could see both sides of this. At least the employer was honest about what they were doing. They were just jacking up the nacho price. They were saying, look, we need somebody to help us pay for their health benefits. 4% we're charging you. I get that people are struggling, but walking out of there paying $20 for roughly fast food, and no offense, the TVs were great, and to me it was worth it because I got to watch part of a game, and I didn't really like the nachos, they were small, they were whatever, so I didn't mind, but honestly I would have even paid more than that, but it's getting to the point where the consumers are getting ticked, they're really getting ticked off. And when you have ticked off consumers, the economy's in jeopardy because they're not going to want to spend. Look at what happened in healthcare. After the Affordable Care Act and deductibles went up to thousands of dollars, patients were ticked. So insurance said, sorry, Dr. Wax, we're not paying because they still owe on their deductible. They've only met $50 of their $10,000 deductible. So if they owe you $25, bill them. We're not paying it. I send the patient a bill for $25. They get mad. They can't get mad at their insurance company because it's this big entity. Who can they yell at? But they could yell at me. Why did you charge me $25? So if people aren't paying, what happened? The office closed. We closed the office down. I went to teach. I mean, at some point, you can't do business. And our insurance company, I don't know how we're going to fix our insurance mess. I don't think socialized medicine is the answer. But the more we ask insurance companies to cover, and now these weight loss drugs that people want, oh my gosh, you know, what, $1,600 a month for some of them? Yeah, the insurance company, they're going to stick it to somebody. They're going to stick it to the employer. They're going to stick it to the consumer. And then the employer is going to stick it to their customers. And now what do the customers do? Now, for me, I tipped, and I tip early. Yeah. But some people that were sitting there said, well, then I won't tip. If I'm paying for their health insurance, that's their tip. That health insurance, that employee health and benefits fee went to the employer. It didn't go to them. I mean, yeah, they got health benefits, but that should have already been a part of their... So now people are going to stick it back to the employee and nail their tips. You know, I see that in Las Vegas a lot. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the drinks are ridiculously expensive. I went to the Sphere. They were charging $20 beers. Now, I paid, you know, bought my friend a drink. I tipped the bartender. But, you know, the average person coming here is going to be like, well, hell no. Or they're like, well, if I have to pay $20, I'm not going to tip you. I've seen this with valet. I went to a lunch in Malibu, and I met my friend's son, and they gave us both valet tickets. I could have parked right there. The parking place was right there, but no. You had to each pay $12. So I covered it, and I was like, fine. But so now I'm giving them $25 and a tip just to park at a restaurant to eat, which was expensive, by the way. And so you're spending a lot of money at the restaurant. The problem is there's people that pay it. I'm just as guilty. I'm the problem because I paid it. I should have said I am not spending $25 on parking. And then, but, you know, going to have lunch. I get they need to make a living too. But eventually something's going to crack. And we also as taxpayers are getting a little bit ticked off that we're not benefiting from the tax dollars, that the tax dollars are going to student loan repayment, or they're going to other people's health insurance, or they're going to migrant health care, or they're going to abortions, or they're going to, you know, at some point, while you still have a pothole every day when you try to get home, something is going to give, and I'm nervous about that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.